Hey, this is Shay with customer service. May I please have the zip code listed on the account that you're calling in about?
Yes, it should be 80536.
Okay, and your first and last name for me?
Kathy Mowen.
All right, and for security purposes, can you please verify the address that will be listed here on file for me?
It should be 472 Mowen Ranch Road, Virginiadale, Colorado.
Okay, thank you for that information. So I do see here where you have placed an order for the Keto Ascend products as of January the 2nd. However, you called in as of February the 6th to get the account canceled, which they did cancel for you. How may I assist you today, ma'am?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure. I have two charges on my credit card, and they had two separate phone numbers. So I just wanted to make sure that both were canceled and that the credit would be put back on my credit card.
Okay, ma'am. Your account was canceled, which does prevent all future charges. However, being that you did not cancel during the 14-day trial period, that is why you were billed. So there was no refund issued, but the account was canceled for you so that you would no longer be billed.
Okay, well, I need to be credited for that amount. I didn't realize I had to, I thought it was just a one-time sample. I didn't realize it was some kind of an auto shipment, or I've never received any more of the product, and so I want to cancel this, and I want to be credited for the amount that was charged on my card.
Okay, ma'am. Again, it's not for any more product. I'm not sure if you did receive.
I received the sample product. I've never received any more product, but I've got these charges on my card that I want taken off immediately.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you, ma'am. I'm not sure if you did acknowledge the terms and conditions. However, on the webpage, when you do place the order, it does state that it is a 14-day trial period of a full 30-day supply. It states if you don't cancel your 14-day trial with the full 30-day supply of the product, you will be billed for it. Since you did not cancel your 14-day trial, which ended as of January the 16th, and you were billed as of January the 21st, that is the reason why you received the bill, because again, the 14-day trial was not canceled. Since you did agree to the terms and conditions when placing the order, again, you were billed for it. So they canceled the account when you did call in today and request to have it canceled. However, they could not issue a refund because you did not cancel your trial period as stated in the terms and conditions.
That is not what they told me when I called the other number. They said I would be credited for the amount because I've not received any further products. So,
well, we can listen to the call, ma'am, to see what happened on the call. But again, we can't do refunds being that you did not cancel during the trial period.
I'm sorry. Do you have a manager I can talk to, please?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a supervisor that probably would be available if they're not on different calls. However, our supervisors do take calls like regular customer service agents. So that is why I am here to assist you, ma'am. So I can assure you that the account has been canceled again. However, being that you did not cancel during your trial period, that's why you were billed the full amount for the product, and you do have that product.
I received the sample. I never received anything else.
Right, ma'am. The trial period is a full 30-day supply. You will only be billed shipping and handling had you would have canceled your trial period. Since you did not do so, you were billed the full amount for it.
So are you telling me you charge $91 per bottle for this stuff?
That's the full 30-day supply price, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's completely ridiculous. I can't afford to spend this kind of money. And I thought I was buying just a sample. And I was told on the other number that I called that it would be canceled and I would be credited that amount. And I expect the same from you.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm going to get this call pulled up for you. Give me 1 second so I can get your account reviewed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Yep.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Still here for you, ma'am, okay?
Thank you.
Still here for you, ma'am, okay?
Thank you.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay, are you reviewing my, what are you doing?
I'm reviewing the account.
Oh, okay. Well, the last person I talked to said it was canceled, and she gave me a confirmation number and said I would get the credit back on my card within 3 to 5 business days. So I'm assuming that'll be the same case with this charge.
That's what we're verifying, ma'am, because we don't do refunds when customers go past their trial period. So again, please give me 1 second, okay?
Yep.
still on the line for you, ma'am, okay? Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Yep.
Still on the line for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So what I did do for you, as a courtesy, I did issue you the refund of the charge, well, of those charges, which does take 3 to 5 business days to return to your account. So please allow that amount of time. And is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, that's all I needed. Is there some kind of a confirmation number or any kind of a something from you? I've got one confirmation number for the other call, but is it the same one?
It's the same confirmation number. You were also just sent out an email titled refund notification sent to the email that's listed on file. If you haven't received it as of yet, please allow 24 hours for it to process, okay?
All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.